Welcome to another week of Ogden Avi updates here. Last time you were reporting live from the mountain. Now it looks like you are home somewhere.
Yep, at home. Okay.
We had a few dry days and some kind of warm days. So how's the snowpack looking out there?
Yeah, we've had definitely some change, but we've also still dealing with some issues that we've had the last time JT talked to you guys. I think first and foremost that PWL is still present. It's definitely changing and strengthening. That warm temps have helped a lot with that. And where we're seeing more failures and also just more collapsing or cracking and signs of instability, we are seeing signs of stability. But the structure still is there. And I know JT was hitting on this a lot last week, where structure trumps results, but I still think that holds true. And just recently up on the polar aspects, so those northerly aspects up high, we are still seeing some pretty low stability scores within our tests. And so that just points to that thing still being there. And the structure still exists as you wrap around away from those polars, but we're seeing a lot stronger, more damp facets in that area. And then kind of the flip side of that, because of all these warm temps, we have seen some wet loose issues, some pretty large avalanches in various spots, ripping out in some cases all the way to the ground.
I didn't realize it was that warm. I guess it is.
Yeah, we hit 40-ish degrees at Powder today, high 30s yesterday, definitely broke into the 40s the day before that. So it was pretty warm, and I expect tomorrow to be warm as well. Hopefully not as warm as today, but it's going to definitely be up in the mid to upper 30s for sure, pushing into those wet loose issues there.
Yeah. Okay. And then there was a storm slated for this weekend. Is it still tracking? What are we looking like?
Yeah, still looking decent. Models are a little mixed, but I expect, you know, we're looking at a storm Thursday night through Saturday, hopefully in that, you know, five to eight range in terms of snow, which would be great. Good refresh. And in those places where we are dealing with lower avalanche hazard, so especially on those solars where we don't have that PWL and we're just dealing with wet loose issues right now, that'll be great skiing as it fills in, and a nice place to hit. We'll see what it does at our upper elevation northerlies and see how that affects our PWL that we have up there. But just more snow on it and more time overall will help that problem in the long term, not necessarily the short term.
Awesome. I think that was a pretty good wrap up for the week. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Hopefully this storm pans out and we get a little refresh, because things are pretty rough right now. there can be some good skiing, but you got to pick and choose where you are, and you got to hit it when the sun's on it. Right on. Yeah, hopefully we get a little refresh. It'd be nice.
Yeah, hope so too. And then as a reminder, this Thursday, again, B Street, we have the speaker series at B Street. I believe it's Colton this week, but I'm not sure. I think it is. Do you have any info on that? I think it is.
I don't. I hope
we're gonna roll. If it's not Colton, we'll make it up. Anyway, we'll live stream it if you can't be there. But last week, Nicole died. We had a full house, packed house, standing room only. It was awesome.
Great environment.
So much. It was well attended, good environment, great talk. Come out to those. That's again is this Thursday. So Seth Burns, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Take care.
Yep. Cheers. See you
later.
All right. We'll see you on the next Ogden Avalanche update.